Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Union Minister of State Independent Charge for Law and Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Arjun Ram Meghwal, underscored the nation's commitment to access justice for all, highlighting the evolving dynamics of equality and justice in contemporary India. The Union Minister made the remarks while addressing the valedictory program of the state-level mega legal services camp held in Kohima yesterday. Addressing the current political landscape, Mr. Meghwal pointed to a growing contradiction where political equality is guaranteed through the principle of one man, one vote, one value, while economic and social inequalities continue to persist due to the country's economic and social structures.
The preamble, political justice, economic justice and social justice, inki preamble mein bhi baat kahi gayi hai. Aur ek quote karte hain, wo kahenge ki bhai sahab, yahan se bhi mujhe lagta hai. लेकिन आज 12 अप्रैल है, दो दिन बाद 14 अप्रैल है, बाबा साहब डॉक्टर बी आर अम्बेडकर जी की जयंती है, संविधान को लागू हुए 75 साल हो गए, इसलिए बाबा साहब का वो फेमस कोट, तो 26 नवंबर 1949 को कॉन्स्टिट्यूट असेंबली में दिया था, जब संविधान सभा संविधान को अंगीकार करने के लिए तैयार थी, तब उन्होंने कहा था, वी आर एंटरिंग into a contradiction era in political field. We will have a political equality. One man, one vote, one value.
The minister announced that the Union Finance Ministry has approved financial support for the completion of the long-awaited Kohima High Court building in Merema, a crucial step forward for strengthening judicial infrastructure in Nagaland.
Nagaland pehle aaya, Chief Minister saab bhi the, ek humne meeting li. आपके हाई कोर्ट की बिल्डिंग का पैसे का मामला था, मैं हमारे ऑनरेबल फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर से भी मिलने गया, आई हैव रिटन ए लेटर आल्सो, अभी मुझे कुछ कह रहे थे कि कुछ शासकीय मत से हम खर्चा कर रहे हैं, कोई तरीका ढूंढा है अपने, और हमारी जो फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर है उन्होंने भी कहा है कि ये जो 2025 वाले ईयर में तो हमारी सप्लीमेंट्री ग्रांट का कोई विषय था, जो 2025-2026 जो ईयर चल रहा है उसमें आपके ये नागालैंड हाई कोर्ट बिल्डिंग का पैसे की प्रॉब्लम अब नहीं आएगी, ऐसा फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर ने मुझे कहा है।
He also addressed the ongoing issue concerning oil extraction rights between Nagaland and Assam. Mr. Meghwal assured that discussions on royalty sharing are in progress and the matter is being pursued with the aim of reaching an amicable resolution with the state of Assam. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio said that the legal fraternity of India, led by the Supreme Court and supported by all subordinate courts, has played a pivotal role in shaping the destiny of the nation. He emphasized that the judiciary's contribution goes beyond the legal domain as it has been crucial in upholding equality, promoting social harmony and enabling economic growth. Speaking at the valedictory program of the state-level mega legal services camp held in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Rio highlighted that the judiciary has remained one of the strongest pillars of nation building since India's independence and urged that its efforts must be acknowledged and appreciated by all.
The judiciary has been one of the strongest pillars for stability and cohesion for the nation building. Since India's independence, we have grown from poverty to world power.
He appreciated the State Legal Services Authority in collaboration with the state government for organizing the biggest legal awareness camp in the state. Mr. Rio expressed hope that the camp would greatly benefit the marginalized and downtrodden, ensuring that justice and legal assistance are accessible to all. Christians across the globe are observing Palm Sunday, commemorating the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio, wishing everybody a blessed Palm Sunday, said it marks Jesus' humble entry into Jerusalem, a powerful symbol of peace, love and sacrifice. As we begin Holy Week, Rio hoped that the grace of Jesus inspire us, his example guide us, and our hearts be renewed with hope, purpose, and peace. MLA of Noxon Assembly Constituency, Lima Onan Chang, lamented that Noxon BDO block is one of the worst performing block in the state. Speaking during the coordination meeting of Noxon BDO block held at CKS Conference Hall, Twinsang yesterday, he appealed to the Rural Development Department to check its irresponsible and irregular staff. He also exhorted the village council to submit the genuine documents as required by the department for any developmental scheme from the government and be accountable and transparent in managing the fund. Mr. Chang also encouraged them to adopt a resolution for smooth functioning of the department for the welfare of the public. In a major step towards justice for lakhs of investors affected by the Rose Valley Ponzi scam, Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, today handed over a demand draft of over 515 crore rupees to the chairman of the Asset Disposal Committee, D.K. Seth. According to a statement from the Finance Ministry, this money will help repay nearly 7.5 lakh victims of the scam. So far, over 31 lakh claims have been lodged with the committee. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.